The Pentium was launched with plenty of fanfare as the latest in the succession of chips Intel has designed over the last decade to be the heart of the majority of personal computers in the world. Its early history was rocky, with continual complaints of heat build-up. But the real problem came with claims that the chip's ability to crunch numbers in a big way was flawed. Intel treated the issue as any engineering company might, by pointing out the flaw wasn't thought to be statistically significant, since it occurred once every 9 billion calculations. This, however, misread public perception, and the media in general was critical of the company. Intel finally reacted positively, as only a company of that size can, by guaranteeing to replace all flawed chips for free and setting aside $500 million to fund this replacement. Today, Intel claims all Pentium chips are supplied free of the flaw, and the general manager of Intel Australia, Tony Jans, says the company is looking to forge ahead.
We believe that in 1995 the Pentium product will dominate the PC market. We started to see the uptake towards October, November, December of 1994, and despite the furor over the Pentium flaw, which one would have thought would have cast some question marks over purchasing, we saw the purchasing run rates in the US at around about 40%. So 40% of all PCs sold were Pentium. And we expect by the end of 1995, the run rate will be around about 80%. So 8 out of every 10 PCs purchased in 1995 will be a Pentium.
Who's going to buy machines based on Pentiums?
Well, it's interesting. I think right across the board, from the home user, with applications such as multimedia coming along, we really see education, edutainment, as the new buzzword is, really becoming a viable application for home. Multimedia is CPU intensive. It does require high levels of performance. So we see that the home will take Pentium products on board. Combined with the price points, we'll see price points move to 486 pricing in 1995, so it makes sense there. Right up to the technical workstation user who can buy, you know, 180, 200 MIP performance from a technical perspective in a sub $5,000 machine.
In the old days, when you bought a processor, it ran at a certain speed and they might have made it a turbo processor or whatever and it may have run twice as fast. But now we're actually seeing Pentium chips put out with a range of speeds. Why is this?
It's a family of products. The idea there is to give the consumer, be they home, business or technical, a range and a choice to pick which best suits them and their price points accordingly. I think you've seen that whole trend right through the hardware industry. You look at IBM, Compaq and so forth in the early days, would have one or two PC announcements a year. They're now announcing 30 and 40 different PCs a year. The idea is to provide the largest choice for the consumer.
What direction are we going now that we're getting these really fast chips? Are we going to see things like video conferencing and full motion video in MPC stuff as standard?
We will. I believe that over the next 2 years we will see the personal computer really enter our mainstream lives. Many of us use them and we really have to work hard to use them with the level of functionality in DOS, Windows, etc. With Windows 95 coming out, with applications such as video conferencing, with communications via ISDN lines and other infrastructures being put in place, we're really going to see an explosion of usage of PCs for normal everyday applications. An interesting fact, in 1994, the personal computer overtook the motor vehicle as the third most purchased consumer product, third behind the telephone and the television. So it's becoming a real item for our lives.